June 24, 1934. One who lives in the divine will feels the divine heartbeat in her works, knows its intent, operates together with it, and is the welcome one in the divine fiat. I feel I am in the arms of the divine will, which, with an insuperable goodness, makes present to me everything it has done for love of the creatures, in order to receive the pleasure of making it known to me, and to receive, as renewed, the glory of everything it has done for love of us. And since it has done everything out of pure love, it seems it is not content if it does not feel known and loved back by the one who was the cause to make it operate so great a work, and of indescribable magnificence. But while my mind was wandering within the multiplicity of so many divine works, my always lovable Jesus, repeating his little visit, told me, "My little daughter, our love, our works, want to have life in the creature, they want to make themselves felt as palpitating, to give her the love and the fruits that our works contain, which, as though giving birth within the creature, produce, they too, divine love and fruits. Everything we have done is always an act, and we call the creature into the very act that we are performing, to make known to her our works, how much love they contain, with how much wisdom and power they have been formed, and how, in everything we do, our intent is always toward her. Nothing have we issued outside of us which would not palpitate love and call the heartbeat of the creature to loving us. We had need of nothing, because we possess within ourselves, in our own divine being, all possible and imaginable goods. And by possessing the creative virtue, as many goods do we want to create, so many of them are in our power. Therefore, all our external works were made for the creatures, to give them love, to make them know who it is that has loved them so much, and, like stairways, let them come up to us and give us their little love. By one who does not know us we feel robbed, and by one who does not love us we feel betrayed. Now, my daughter, do you want to know who receives our heartbeat of the created things, our intent, the knowledges, and gives us her heartbeat and her requital of love? One who lives in our will. As the creature enters into it, with its wings of light, like arms, it clasps her to its bosom, and because it possesses its incessant act, it says, "Look at me, how I am operating." Or rather, "Let us do it together, that you may know what I do, my distinct love from one created thing to another. And you may receive all these degrees of my ardent love, in such a way as to cover you and keep you drowned with love. But so much, that you won't be able to tell me anything else but that you love me, you love me, you love me. If you do not know it, you will not be able to receive the fullness of love, nor enjoy the fruits of our works. Now I want to tell you another surprise. As the creature enters into our will, not only does she do what we did in creation, in redemption, in everything, and remains enriched in an admirable way with the works of her Creator, but she gives us the new glory as if our works were being repeated again. Everything we have done passes through the channel of the creature, for it is our will for this to happen, and by virtue of it we feel the glory being repeated to us, as if we were stretching out a new heaven and were operating a new creation. And as we feel her coming into our volition, we welcome her, and overflowing with new love, we say to her, "Come, touch with your own hand what we have done. Our works are alive for you, not dead, and by knowing them you will repeat the new glory and the new requital of love. It is true that our works sing our praises and glorify us of their own, or rather, we ourselves sing our own praises and glorify ourselves continuously, but the creature in our will gives us something more. She give us her will operating within our works, her intelligence in order to know them, and her love to love us. Hence, we feel the glory that a human will is repeating for us the glory as if our works were being repeated. Therefore, always in my divine fiat do I want you, that you may receive its secrets, and drink in large gulps its admirable knowledges. By its being known, the life is communicated, the works are repeated, and the goal is achieved. Fiat.